Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Michigan football. Johnny had a long flight back to think about that football game.
Long flight out.
Sure. Where are you at with this football team right now?
Extremely frustrated. There's plenty of blame to go around. You've got coaches, you've got players, you've got an offense that has just been anemic, to say, you know, the least, and you're on your third quarterback. And it felt like when Jack Tuttle came in the game, you go on three scoring drives, two touchdowns and a field goal, and you kind of feel like, all right, here's a little bit of rhythm. It's opening things up even more so for the run game. But then you look and you say, well, okay, Colston Loveland had six catches, and he quite frequently is going to be your leading receiver. He's your biggest target. He's your most reliable target. Donovan Edwards was the second leading receiver with two. And you also had Marlon Klein with one, Max Bredesen with one. But you had three wide receivers classified in the program as WR. Each had one catch. Yeah. Three total catches by your wide receivers. And if you're not able to target your receivers, if you're not able to complete a ball downfield, it makes it very hard to have an efficient offense. You can get scores on three different drives, but to be consistent throughout the course of four quarters, and that's where this team has really struggled, is you do play four quarters, and they haven't put four quarters together all season long. And I'm not talking about Fresno or Arkansas State. It's just you've got to find a way to be more productive on offense. And defensively, when you have as many top-end players, they're not going to throw at Will Johnson. Hello, that's what Texas did, and with what we're going to see throughout the course of the year, somebody else on opposite him, Jahir Hill was playing better, didn't have his best game. Zeke Berry, I mean, you got to find a way to cover someone.
I have an accusation of Michigan football. They're poorly coached. You can define that as play calling if you'd like, John, but I could argue their second halves collectively this year haven't been very good. That's typically where coaching and second half adjustments come into question. Michigan had a fourth quarter lead on the road against Washington. Got outscored 13-0 to close that football game. Offensively, if it's not one quarterback, it's two quarterbacks. If it's not two quarterbacks, it's three quarterbacks. None of them have played well. That, to me, says you're not setting your quarterback up for success. And defensively, the missed tackles, the free runners, the open guys downfield, they got 300 yards thrown up against them last week. I don't think they're a well-coached team. I think there's more talent on defense than the performance indicates. And I don't think offensively any of this makes any sense.
I do think there's more talent than the defense performance has indicated, but that talent has to play to that level. And some of it, yeah, you could say it's coaching. I think that's the easy out. And it certainly is part of it. But your star players have to play as star players. And they were able to get four sacks. But if they're getting the ball out and you're playing against a very experienced quarterback, correct me if I'm wrong, they did that before. And now Miller Moss doesn't have as much experience as Will Howard or Will Rogers.
Yeah.
But you've got to find a way to affect the passer. And if that's not going to happen, and the ball's coming out quickly, you don't have to cover very long. So why are you, you know, giving 10 yards, 12 yards, 15-yard cushions when you're 3rd and 11?
Yeah, they had Michigan on their heels. Washington did.
It started from the very first play. You complete a long pass downfield, and all of a sudden now it creates doubt in the players in regards to maybe I can't play as tight of coverage as I want to because I don't want to get beat deep. But then you're caught in between, and that's not how you can go out and play.
I think the safety play has been a big concern for Michigan, mm-hmm. and they are
not having Rod Moore is a big deal.
Rod Moore and Keon Saab, who left in the transfer portal, mm-hmm. two big players that they're missing.
What do you blame? Michigan's got two losses in early October. Effectively, the season's over. It's not technically over because they could win out, but I mean,
well, now you're
who
just,
are we kidding? I mean,
you know, and talking about, you know, bowl eligibility. Like, I didn't think that was even going to be a question 5 games in, 6 games in.
But now they're going to have road games at Illinois and Indiana, who are ranked.
Yep.
Not going to be easy with the way Michigan's playing. I think MSU's a toss-up at this point, something I never thought I would have said coming into the season. Nope. Ohio State and Oregon are the heavy hitters. They don't look like they're on, yep. Michigan's on their level at this point.
And I wouldn't call Northwestern a gimme. There's no gimmies on this schedule in the future anymore.
I think it's a huge gut check time now with the bye week, right? I don't think this team looks like they're well coached. You've got a week to sit, stew, decide what you're going to do, and then you got a road game with Illinois, and no one's feeling sorry for you. John, Washington lost a lot from last year's team, more than Michigan lost from last year's team, and they went 13-0 in the fourth quarter as Michigan lost that football game. It's a coaching issue to me more than anything else.
To me, it's. I'll ask you this question. We've asked Jerome Moore this. You know, he's not calling plays. You think he should take it over?
Yeah. I mean, I think all things are on the table, and that's the thing you do when you have a bye week is you reevaluate. What are we doing offensively? Because, John, I know Tuttle looked better. I put a question mark on that statement because at the end of the day,
it's still two turnovers, one interception. It was end of the game, effectively, and a fumble that, I mean, You've got to protect the football. That's why Davis Warren lost his job. Alex Orji came in and, you know, he had the interception last week, but he did a better job of protecting it. You just don't have any threat of passing the ball at that point. So then you go to who was now healthy, Jack Tuttle, and it felt like there was a rhythm to the offense, but it dissipated after three drives. You have a staff on the other side that is making adjustments. And you've got to make those same adjustments offensively. You can't just keep going to the same well. It can't be Khalil Mullins. It can't be Donovan Edwards. It has to be, you eventually have to throw to a wide receiver.
Yeah, and maybe that's Sharon taking over play calling, but is he taking over defensive play calling too? Because I think both sides are poorly coordinated right now. I mean, at that point, that's why I make the blanket statement, a poorly coached team. The missed tackling, the big chunk plays defensively, and then offensively, you've had three different quarterbacks come in and you can't make it work with any of them. At some point, like, that is on what you're doing offensively.
Well, none of them are any good, though. What about that? How about the talent here? Look, I'm not going to dismiss the coaching. Wink looks like Don Brown, like mini 2.0. I don't think he's completely Don Brown. Offensively, what do you got to work with? I mean, I was thinking about this here. You know what? If they had Jake Rudock, that type of quarterback, as their quarterback, I think they only have one loss. I really do. And that's really pathetic because Jake Rudock wasn't some like great grad transfer or something like that. He was just a solid quarterback.
They don't
even have a solid quarterback. And that's where you go back to last year, the irresponsibility of Jim Harbaugh, Jerome Moore, JJ, everybody knew he was going pro. Come on. You know, that you didn't bring in something that was at least that viable option. I'm not talking about going and getting Cam Ward in that situation. And how about this, too? What about the receiver situation?
Sure.
You know, their leading receiver has 13 catches for 78 yards and one touchdown, Samaj Morgan. Their wide receiver does not have 100 yards yet in 6 games.
So when Stoney was here, he would say Michigan is Iowa. They're actually less productive than Brian Ferentz's Iowa passing attack. Think about what I just said. Brian Ferentz, who was only an OC at Iowa because of nepotism and was fired because he contractually couldn't score enough points, they were doing a better job involving their receivers in the passing game than Kurt Campbell, Sharon Moore, and the offensive staff at Michigan. That's damning. That's poorly coached. You got to figure it out. You're at the bye week. You have two losses, and your season's effectively over now. I mean, they'd have to win out. If they lose one more game, and we believe they're going to lose at least one more, probably two more, with Oregon and Ohio State, you're not going to a playoff. You're not in Big Ten contention. And even in a down year, I think that's the standard at Michigan, is to compete for the playoff. They're not competing for the playoff. They're competing for a spot in a bowl game right now.
I mean, yeah. It's, I don't know. There needs to be major adjustments made during the bye week. And whether it's Sharon Moore takes over play calling and the offense being more productive, staying on the field. And that was the argument going into this, is the offense had put the defense in some, you know, precarious positions. But if you got stars on defense, you should be able to step up. Not every single time, but you're going to step up more than they have. But this is a game where Michigan actually held the ball longer than Washington did.
Right.
They won time of possession.
But and they ran the ball well. Like on paper, they ran for like 5 yards a carry. They won TOP and they still lost.
Right. And that's where I go to. It seems like they're reactive in regards to what they're doing. And going into the game, I had said, even if you have a stud quarterback, the defense that they were facing, the strength of it was in the secondary. You should be able to line up and run the football. And whether it's with Alex Orji as a threat at running, and honestly, they didn't call that enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you put in Jack Tuttle, he picks up some yards with his feet. They're not designed runs, but he escapes the pocket and is starting to make some good decisions. Your offense feels like it has a little bit better flow. You've got to find a way in the bye week, whether it's, you know, who's calling the plays, it's technique up front of protecting your quarterback, it's the effectiveness of your offense to put your defense in better position.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Their final five possessions. We're going to throw out the last one because they're already down 10. They ran out of time. They weren't going to be able to score twice in that time. But the four possessions prior, I believe all of them started with a first down run. But all of them were empty possessions. You do need to be balanced. You can't just be, like, because again, when they did try to pass, one's a fumble, one's a pick. It's got to be better. You have to be a more dangerous, balanced football team. And maybe that some of that is play calling and keeping teams on their heels better.
Well, and I think it was the series where they ended up fumbling. I think that's what it was. It was the third to last series where they run the ball three times and pick up a first down.
Yep.
Then they throw the ball and they're behind the chains on second down. And then all of a sudden, They drop back to pass again. Jack Tuttle has to scramble, and he doesn't protect the football. He lays it on the ground, and it sets up an easy score for Washington.
Some ticket texts coming in. Your reactions to Michigan, second loss of the season at that one, to an unranked Washington team. The texter says, maybe Orji can catch the ball because Michigan doesn't have a D1 receiver on the roster that plays right now. How much is this on the receiver room? Like this passing game?
A lot of it's on the receiver. I mean, you got to create some separation. You got to give a good target.
Why doesn't Michigan run the triple option offense? They could have Edwards and Mullings behind Orji and play true option football.
But like I said, everything has to be on the table. I don't know if they're going to go that far.
Service Academy style.
Yeah.
The blame is on Ward Manuel, who hired someone unqualified to coach this team. Of course, Sharon would accept it, but the AD has to know he wasn't a championship caliber coach, Matt in Royal Oak.
Well, like I said, there's enough blame to go around. When you have a coach that flirts with the NFL for 3 years, finally leaves, at some point it is going to affect recruiting. And I think you're looking at those results now.
I think you go back to that option text two texts ago. Seriously, that would kind of be channeling what the Tigers did this year. You want to save your season, you got a bye week, 2 weeks, install the triple option.
You can't install that in 2 weeks.
No.
Come on.
I mean, it's a completely different brand of football. You're cutting guys on the line of scrimmage. A texter says, Michigan football is a disaster. OC and DC are terrible. You're a national powerhouse. You don't have a quarterback or any decent receivers. This is an absolute disappointment.
It is disappointing.
Here's one thing that I do think is a factor in the coaching. So think about when Harbaugh left, and by golly, we knew he took a lot of the staff with him. So what did Michigan do to fill the gaps in that staff? A lot of hiring up. So Kirk Campbell goes from quarterback coach to OC. Sharon Moore, we saw him on game day, but there's obviously a lot more to be the head coach of a major D1 program than just what you're doing on game day. So Sharon Moore gets hired up. The assistant strength and conditioning coach over Ben Herbert gets hired up to the head strength and conditioning coach.
Grant Newsom goes from tight end to O-line.
Right. So people are maybe coaches are being hired up to a level a little bit above their expertise. Maybe you can do that for a coach or two, but staff-wide, you're going to see a major problem like you're seeing here at U of M.
Well, I think it goes to you, whether or not Harbaugh was distracted in the month of January after winning the national championship. We have seen other coaches manage that and be able to continue to recruit and continue to put out teams that are competing year in and year out for the playoffs. Yes, they were in the playoffs for 3 years. They won three Big Ten championships. But even if you're leaving, you can't leave your program without a quarterback or without talent at receiver or without a lot of key components that you need to continue to win.
Yeah, when we bring up the quarterback transfer portal, people point out timing and dates and when guys were available and when they were, and that's fine. Receiver, there's no excuse. They knew the receiver room was light. They knew it was light in December, in January, that's Harbaugh. They knew it was light in April, that's Sharon. I mean, there's just no excuse. Sharon was on the offensive staff in December and January. It's collectively they didn't address the receiver position because then you would have some separation. Then you would make life easier on a Davis Warren or a Jack Tuttle or even an Alex Orji, who are not very good, but at least they'd have someone they could get the ball to who'd be wide open because they create that separation. That's why I say it's systemic. If you're going to have three different quarterbacks, if you can't get guys open scheme-wise, if you don't have guys that can get open, that's also a coaching decision with the portal. It's a coaching issue at Michigan right now. As much as we say the players got to execute, and I understand that, it feels like a coaching issue with the Wolverines.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.